Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Saturday night, getting late on a Saturday night, and I am, you know, I'm in a weird mood today, so I guess you're going to have to bear with me. Everything that I was going to talk about today is just totally changed with the events on the website. So I guess, you know, first of all, I guess I should address what happened. So I wrote a series of posts regarding a situation that came to my attention about a supposed father-in-law who wrote to me saying that he was feeling submissive feelings for his son-in-law, whose name was Jake, an alpha male, and he was asking for advice. And so, you know, I started trying to give him advice, and things kind of progressed in the email chain between this person, Henry, and myself. And then it was suddenly abruptly stopped by this person who claimed to be Jake, saying that he didn't want his faggot talking about him and he wanted everything destroyed, etc. And I kind of fought with this person I thought was Jake, and honestly, this went over, this was a period of a week and a half of this, you know, back and forth with the developments of this situation. And, you know, I didn't report on it right away. You know, I was just letting it develop. I was trying to get more information. I was kind of angling to try to get to talk to Jake at one point, you know, and so, like, this is part of my investigative process. You know, whenever I get stories coming to me, I try to do my best to talk to everybody involved in a story, or as many people as I can. I try to, you know, fact check, you know, any pictures, I double check to make sure that they're not pictures off the internet. You know, I do these kind of background things as much as I possibly can. But anyway, it turned out today I found out that that entire story was faked. And this group of people that I don't know, who are too cowardly to, you know, confront me directly, obviously, were playing basically a joke on me, you know. And so I tore everything down about that story, you know, all the work that I had invested into it, you know, thinking that I was helping this situation, you know, the recording of a podcast about it and the post that I wrote, all the emails and all the stuff, I took all that stuff down and it was a big waste of my time, you know. And, you know, I felt bad, you know. It hurt. Nobody likes to be treated, you know, like a loser, you know. Nobody wants to be made a joke, you know. I mean, you know, I obviously, as a faggot, a young faggot, I was picked on, you know, in school, and I was treated like garbage by guys on the playground or, you know, in gym class or whatever. And so, yeah, I'm familiar with that feeling, you know. You don't expect to have to deal with it, I guess, when you get a little older, you know. And especially, I guess, in my case with this site, I know it's the site's inflammatory, and I know that sometimes my message rubs people the wrong way, but it's pretty clear, I think, that I work really, really hard on this site, and it means a lot to me, and I've helped a lot of people. I've helped a lot of people. And that's my sole intention with this site, is to help people. That's why I'm tirelessly working on it, you know. And I guess to have these people that I don't know, you know, who are obviously readers of mine, you know, purposely go out of their way to humiliate me, you know, and what I do, you know, it hurts, you know. I'll admit it. It's embarrassing and it hurts. But I mean, I'm a faggot, you know, I'm used to that. So I have a very thick skin about a lot of things, you know. But I spent a lot of today in sort of a funk, you know. I was pretty down most of the day, just kind of after I wrote a retraction on the website. I just kind of I walked away from it, and I spent my day doing other things, you know, with hanging with family, doing other things, you know, and in the back of my mind, just mulling over what I wanted to do about the website. And I can't pull the site down completely. I just can't do it, you know. It's a massive body of work at this point, and I'm proud of it. And it's helped people, so it's not going to come down off the internet. But, you know, how much I invest into it was really up in the air during most of today, just mulling it over. And then I opened Snapchat, okay? I had a message. And I opened it up, and it was a message from a boy named Hazem. I'm not sure if I'm saying his name correctly. He's from Saudi Arabia, a gay kid from Saudi Arabia. And he said that he came to know me and the site and the message through this podcast, the very podcast you're listening to, the podcast that I put off forever and didn't bother with for most of the time I've had the website. I didn't really think it was even possible to get it on places like iTunes. I didn't know who would listen. And here is this Muslim boy in Saudi Arabia who's gay, who wrote me a beautiful letter that I posted on the website today. Hazem wrote to me because the podcast and the message of truth, you know, touched him and moved him, and actually he did an amazing thing. He let his father listen to this podcast. I don't know what episodes they were, but his father liked the podcast and encouraged his son to keep learning. Now, you know, gay people in the Middle East are closed off from the world and from it, advanced thinking on things like gay issues, okay? They're, you know, virtually in the dark ages when it comes to gay people. And in many places in the Middle East, as most people know, gay people are killed all the time, and they're in danger all the time, and they live in fear all the time. Now, I don't think that Saudi Arabia is quite as bad as a place like Syria, where I rescued baby boy from Syria, of course, as you guys know, in 2017 from Syria, from certain death in Syria. This beautiful, precious boy that I rescued, who has come to mean the whole wide world to me, came out of the darkness of the Middle East. And he that happened, that whole thing happened with baby boy because of the website that I built. That's why, why what I'm doing, I feel, is very important, you know. Even though other people might not get it, I get it because I deal with it every day. And Hazem, his message, and the fact that he used the podcast to bridge a difference in comprehension with his father and created a new understanding with his father, and his father could understand his son better. And the fact that his father encouraged him to keep learning because of this podcast and because of this website. I've been in tears most of the night since then because I just was reminded of what a privilege it is to have built this website and doing a podcast with the website that is making a difference in the lives of people like this. Baby boy is alive today because of my website and what the actions I took. Hazem, he has hope from this podcast, you know, and other people experience that too. And so Hazem's letter, and I encourage you to read it, is so heartfelt and so kind. And Hazem gets it. He understands what I'm trying to do here. And I'm so disappointed that there are readers that felt the need to lash out and try to embarrass me and hurt me and try to hurt this thing that I've built that is helping people. Maybe they just have just hate in their heart. I don't know. Like I said, they haven't had the guts to come and confront me in person, you know, and let me know who they are. But the site and this podcast, they're positive forces in this world for people who need it. And I don't know why anybody would try to destroy that. But they're not going to destroy it. And they're not going to destroy me. And Hazem's letter only renewed my resolve at the moment when I needed it the most, and Hazem didn't know when he wrote what he wrote that it was exactly what I needed right at the very moment I needed it. And that's magical, you know. So to all the people out there that get it, okay, I thank you for supporting me and for encouraging me. To people that want to hurt me or destroy the thing that I've built, please just go away. Take your hate and your negativity and your inaction and just go away. The world needs less of it. Just go away. I can't think of anything more pointless in the world than trying to destroy something that's giving people hope. So the site is going to go on in some form. I'm going to keep going on forward because I am helping people and I am making a difference. I'm not just making some site that people get off to, even though people do get off to my site. It's not about getting off. It's about learning. That's all. So I'm sorry to the people who tried to hurt me. You failed. And that's all. So thank you for listening to this message. And thank you for your support, if you support me. It means a lot to me, really. So, I will talk to you later, okay? I love you. Bye.